Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But anybody know the scripture that our Faith for Life classes are based on? That the communication of our faith would be effective or powerful by what? By the acknowledging, it's in Philemon, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. That's what it's about. We want people to share, but we can't just let somebody share about the problem for 10 minutes. Because that's not a good thing. The more you hear about the bad thing, the more bad-minded you are. Whatever you feed on is what you get full of. And a lot of people are full of the problem. We don't want to talk about that. I mean, sure, you say, I've been having a problem with this. Okay, we've had issues with this. How long does that take? 10 seconds to say. Now quit talking about the problem. Let's talk about the answer. Let's talk about how greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world.
Yes.
And one of the benefits of not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, but coming together with people of like faith. Amen. And people maybe that have more experience in walking with God than you, and maybe experienced a similar trial or test, but overcame it by the goodness of the Lord, is to help point you and remind you to the good things. Oh, another way of saying that is the God things. The good things that He's put in us, He's put in our life. How many believe He has not left us helpless in this evil world? He's given us everything we need to be more than a conqueror. To be an conqueror, it's a good thing. Good thing, good thing. Somebody say acknowledge. Acknowledge every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. Now, maybe you're surrounded at work or at school or in your community by a bunch of negative folks. And all they want to talk about is the problem and look for the bad in everything, which is why it's good to come to church.
Right.
Is that right? And getting a bunch like that where they don't want to even hear about the bad.
Right.
All they want to talk about is the good.
Yeah.
Right? We all are just ostriches burying your heads in the sand. It's an evil world. It's a bad world. You think we don't know that? Question is, how much good is it going to do you to talk about how bad it is? How much good, how much help are you going to get by rehashing the problem another 1,000 times? It's actually going to get worse. I said it's going to get worse. But thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. Thanks be unto God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God. Victory is ours. I said victory is ours. He's describing a man, a woman, a person that has an intent and a heart and a desire to do good and winds up doing bad. And we can all relate. I said we can all relate. Verse 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. How many folks have come and heard a good message and heard the truth and heard what's right and good and they thought, yes sir, yes ma'am, that's exactly it, that's right. And went out and 2 weeks later did the opposite. Well, if you knew better and you chose to do something wrong, you sinned. But thank God you can be forgiven. But do you have to choose bad?
No,
do you ever have to choose wrong?
No,
do you ever have to choose to ignore and do the opposite of what you know is good and right?
No,
if you couldn't help it, you shouldn't have to repent because it's not your fault. But it is our choice, which is why we're responsible. Which is why I say one of the worst lies you could ever believe is I can't help it. It's beyond my control. I'm a victim of this. I can't help it. That's not true. Greater is He that's in you. Do you believe that somebody needs to say, greater is He that's in me? Is He greater than drugs? Is He greater than lust? Is He greater than stealing and lying and deception? Is He greater than covetousness? Is He greater than unfaithfulness? He's greater. He's greater. And if you look for that help and you look for that goodness and you choose that, you'll find it. And it'll get bigger in you and stronger in you. Hallelujah. And you don't have to yield to the evil. You don't have to. Oh, you'll be pulled. You'll be tempted. We all will. But you don't have to choose it. Now, you make it easier on yourself by choosing not to feed the bad. Whatever you feed on, it's going to increase the desire in you for it. If you don't want that to be a pull on you, you got to cut off watching it, hearing it, feeding on it. Do you understand? And if you do that, it'll get weaker and bother you less and less. It's quiet in here. He said, I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members. This is in your flesh, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? This body has not been born again. It's exactly the same kind of body that Joe Sinner has. That's never been born again, that don't care about God. And it will do anything you let it do. And the more you yield to wrong, it'll get worse and worse and worse until you wind up doing things you never imagined you would do. And if you're a believer, when you do it, oh, it hurts your heart. Inside you, you just are disgusted with yourself. And people try to hide it. But that's foolish. You can't hide it from God. And He's really the one that matters. And don't kid yourself, He's seen it all. I mean, you hadn't done anything that nobody else hadn't done. That doesn't make it all right. But He's seen it all. He's seen far worse than you. He's not shocked by anything. And He doesn't want you to be in condemnation another minute. He didn't want you to trivialize sin, because sin is what put Jesus on the cross. Such a huge price it took to pay for our sin and our failures and mistakes. But He doesn't want you to feel bad and be condemned. That's not going to help you. Actually, the more you think about it, the more you feed on it, the stronger it's going to get in you. You wind up doing it again and again and again, even though in your heart you love God. It's a choice. Say it out loud, I don't have to choose evil. I don't have to choose wrong. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. There's more strength in your spirit than there is pull for wrong in your flesh. And if you'll feed the good that's inside your spirit, it'll become stronger until it absolutely dominates your flesh. The flesh is like a spoiled child. I want it. I want it now. And so many people's spirits are so weak and undeveloped that from way down inside they go, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. And the flesh goes, shut up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't care. I'm going to do it. No. Don't do it. Oh, but friend, you can be built up on the inside. until you become so strong, yes. Hallelujah, that you're not a little weakling on the inside, but that you're mighty, yes. Mighty in spirit.
Yes.
Whew, strong,
yes.
In spirit. Yes. You can get to the point where your spirit intimidates,
that's right.
Your flesh.
That's right.
And your flesh will say, I would like to, and your spirit will say, shut up. Shut up. I'll let you know what you can do.
That's right.
They will, okay. I just thought I'd ask. Are there scriptures that talk about these things?
Yes.
Paul said, and how many believe Paul is a spiritual man? But it's just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you don't still have a flesh to deal with and a body to deal with. He said, I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection.
Yeah.
Yes. Lest by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Is Paul saying that even after his experiences with God and all that he's been given, he could wind up on the spiritual refuse heap of failure? If you don't get it, I don't care who you are. If you don't control your flesh, you can wind up a failure, rejected. Man, you got to be rough with yourself.
Yeah, amen.
I said with yourself.
Yes.
A lot of folks are real straight with other people. They need to turn that on theirself. You need to be kind to other people, but you need to be rough with yourself. You need to grab yourself by the ear and say, boy, you are not going to do that. You're never going to. Shut up. Come here. Slap yourself. That's literally, if you read that scripture in 1 Corinthians, he said, when he says, I keep my body under, it literally means I beat it black and blue. It's talking about being rough with yourself. Don't coddle yourself. Don't make excuses for yourself. Jerk the slack out. He said, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. Do we know who delivers us from the body of this death? I thank God. It's through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Hallelujah. With the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now that's not the end of the verse. Who, I might say it like this, who choose to walk, not after the flesh, but they choose to walk after the Spirit. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.